101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio. Veronica here with another Community Spotlight. Today, I am welcoming back Julie Barber from the North Tahoe Community Alliance. Hello, Julie. How are you?
Hey, Veronica. I'm doing well. How are you?
I am great. So what are we going to talk about today?
Today, I want to talk about alternative transportation options and how we can all take advantage of them this summer.
Why is transportation such an important topic this time of the year?
Well, we all know that summer is one of the busiest times of the year. So whether you're heading to the beach, attending an event, or going to dinner, every car on the road makes a difference when it comes to congestion and parking demand. The good news is that there are more transportation options available than ever before. Between expanded transit services, trail infrastructure improvements, event shuttles, and bike valet programs, there are more ways than ever to get around without relying on a car.
So let's start with biking. What should people know about biking this summer?
One of the biggest improvements people will notice is the condition of the bike paths and even new trail connections. Many of the North Shore's bike paths have recently been repaved, and new trail links are also improving connectivity across the region, which creates a smoother and more enjoyable experience for riders. We're also continuing bike valet services at many popular events throughout the summer, including the Commons Beach Concert Series on Sundays, the 4th of July celebrations in Tahoe City, and music on the beach in Kings Beach. Instead of worrying about parking, people can ride in and have a secure place to leave their bike while they enjoy the event.
So I know there are some special shuttle programs happening this summer, really cool shuttle programs, actually. Can you tell us about these?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the exciting additions is the Tahoe City Events Park and Ride Pilot Program, which provides free transportation to select Tahoe City events and concerts from locations in Olympic Valley and along the West Shore. That includes Commons Beach Concert, the Tahoe City 4th of July festivities, and Oktoberfest later this summer. And then in Kings Beach, free event shuttles operate for Music on the Beach and the Labor Day Drone Show, providing convenient transportation between North Star and Kings Beach. We love these private-public partnerships because they're exactly the kind of collaboration that helps make a difference in reducing congestion and parking demand throughout the region.
So what are some of Tahoe's busiest destinations?
Well, there are a couple of programs designed specifically to help with that. First is the East Shore Express, which is back this summer, and one of its biggest benefits is easy access to Sand Harbor State Park. So during peak season, it provides free transportation from Incline Village straight to Sand Harbor. It's easier to visit without worrying about parking or reservations. And for one of Tahoe's most iconic destinations, the Emerald Bay Shuttle offers a convenient alternative to roadside parking. It improves safety while reducing congestion and environmental impact. The shuttle runs two routes, the West Shore route with stops at Sugar Pine Point Campground in Emerald Bay, and the South Shore route with stops at the South Tahoe Y Transit Center, Camp Richardson, and Emerald Bay.
Those are great. They're really hard to get to parking-wise and with the reservations and everything, so these are great programs. When you step back and look at all of these programs together, what is the bigger picture?
Yeah, the bigger picture is giving people more choices to help reduce human impact on the region. No single transportation solution works for everyone, but when we offer a variety of options, whether biking, transit, shuttles, walking, or park and rides, it becomes easier for all of us to get around. These programs help us embrace the Tahoe pace of life, spending less time in congestion and more time at local businesses, outdoors, and enjoying everything that makes Tahoe unique. And while one person's transportation choice may seem small, collectively, those decisions really do add up and make a meaningful difference in the summer experience.
So where can people go to learn more about transportation options this summer?
The best place to start is NorthTahoeCommunityAlliance.com, where you'll find information about transportation programs and other summer initiatives. And I'd also encourage people to check out event details before heading out. Many now include bike valet, shuttle options, or transit connections that can make getting there much easier.
So much good information, Julie. Thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, thank you, Veronica. Have a great summer, and we'll see everyone out enjoying North Tahoe.
You most certainly will see me out enjoying Lake Tahoe this summer. Once again, that was Julie Barber from the North Tahoe Community Alliance for your Community Spotlight. You can hear this anytime on demand, day or night, at TruckeeTahoeRadio.com or subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Search KTKE. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming on 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio.